Welcome to Riscario Insider, where an actuary reveals how wealthy Canadians tame their financial risks with detours. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma. Today we're looking at Employable, Three Lessons from a Popcorn Farm. I used to like to go to work, but they shut it down. I got a right to go to work, but there's no work here to be found. And yes, they say we're going to have to pay what's owed. We're going to have to reap from some seed that's been sowed. Dire straits, Telegraph Road. This month, four acquaintances lost their jobs. Each worked at a different company. Two found better positions quickly. The other two are looking, and I wish them well. How can you make yourself employable? You can insure against the risk of losing your livelihood with tips from the Harvard Business Review in an earlier post. There are no guarantees, though, much like farming. We visited a popcorn farm last week. Frankly, there's not much to see, but we did stock up on our favorite snack. We learned three lessons that help non-farmers, even non-gardeners. 1. You can't control the weather. 2. Work while you wait. 3. Show you care. You can't control the weather. There will be a rain dance Friday night, weather permitting. George Carlin. Many factors affect farmers. Rainfall, sunshine, temperature, pests, the price of seed, the availability of fertilizer, the skills of labor, equipment breakdowns, injuries, market demand, competition. While weather is certainly a concern, there is little the farmer can do about it. However, the farmer can take steps like having an irrigation system to deal with the years of lower than expected rainfall, or build a greenhouse depending on the crop. In The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey talks about our large circle of concern and our smaller circle of influence. We may worry about the economy, the environment, corporate governance, terrorism. We probably can't do much about those concerns. Instead, we must focus on what we can change, including ourselves. Work while you wait. Too often, man handles life as he does the bad weather. He whiles away the time as he waits for it to stop. Alfred Palger. Crops grow at their own pace. Growth takes time and a favorable environment. We work now, but must wait to see the results and hope for the right outcome. There's no point playing the blame game. If only management had or hadn't done this or that. There's no point cramming either. You can't reap tomorrow what you sow today. There's no point sitting idly. While waiting for the crops, we can take care of the weeds. We can work on the weaknesses in our strengths. Seth Godin suggests we use slack time to 1. Become an expert by learning something, which can include charitable work, and 2. Earn a following and reputation through social networks. I use LinkedIn and more recently Twitter. Show you care. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Theodore Roosevelt. You'll quit farming if your heart isn't in your work. Negative sentiments show in poor crops. We've all known people who see work as a burden, who spread their discontent like weeds, who cut corners, who don't care, who lighten the atmosphere when they leave. Even if we work in the virtual world or in tall climate-controlled office towers on what was once farmland, nature reminds us that much lies beyond our control. Yet we persevere, we survive, we change, we thrive. Life finds a way, we find a way. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's RISCARIO. Thanks for listening.